This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By the leftists and the deep state and the Chi-Com operators, and their desperateness is only going to backfire. In the short term, who knows what havoc they can wreak, but I'm not lionizing Bill Barr. I think he understands that we have a real anti-American system here that threatens all the institutions, good, bad, and ugly, and that if they don't turn this back now, the whole system loses credibility. So it's kind of that moment of truth. Tyler Nixon watching this, with Rogers supposed to report to jail, Manafort ordered released, another political prisoner, General Flynn, the judge, being an executive tyrant, threatening all of this in law as a constitutional lawyer. What is your approximation of what's happening?
Oh, it's absolutely unprecedented. I was just shocked at Judge Sullivan's acts in this. I mean, this is impeachable material, in my opinion. It resembles, frankly, what Amy Berman Jackson did in many ways in Rogers' case. I got to tell you what, it reflects the level, the depth of the swamp in Washington that our federal judiciary has reached this low in the D.C. District Court.
Is it hubris or is it desperation?
You know, it's funny you say that. I literally wrote on my pad here, desperation. I think it is desperation. I think the jig is up. I think they've run this hoax on the American public for 4 years, as long as they could, and they've run out of the ability to
cover
it up.
No, I agree with you. I think it's desperation. So tell us the flavor and the smell of the desperation. Why are they desperate?
Well, because their Lord High Emperor and Boy King Obama is at the center of it all, and always has been. He's always been the man in charge.
And what a weird
sick
cult around him and Hillary. Like, they literally think they give godlike powers to these people.
No, and the sycophantic, you know, just the quality of people around them is just, it's chilling. It literally is like a cult. You know, and even this judge, Sullivan, I don't know what, you know, it seems to me he is just desperate. To see General Flynn go down the river, and I think ultimately it is because they want these convictions, they want it to criminalize, they want the ability to criminalize, as they did with Roger Stone, anybody who's opposed them, and particularly the key allies, the key people. You'll note that General Flynn was fired by Obama and became a heavy critic of the administration, I guess around 2015 or so, and I think even Obama had told or tried to tell Trump, or tried to tell someone, keep your eye on this guy, I guess, within his administration. So they kept tabs on Flynn. And then when he became a key ally and a key supporter of President Trump while Trump was a candidate, I think that really sent shockwaves through Obama's people. And they realized that they're in trouble because, you know, Flynn
listen to that tape of Obama last week. That's the first time. He sounds scared, Barnes.
Oh, I mean, yes. Well, that's evident by the mere fact that he's even talking about this, period. He's an ex-president. There's no reason for him to be talking about. There used to be a protocol, not to mention anything that happens in your successor for at least one term, or if not two terms. But there's no reason for him to be talking about the Flynn case at all. So for the fact that not only he's talking about it, but having people leak his conversations concerning it and having a tape recorded in order for that purpose.
That was meant to have the judges attack. He's like,
exactly. The goal was to let everybody know Obama considers this so bad that everybody needs to exercise whatever power they have.
That's why Comey sent the tweet saying, just keep fighting.
Yes, exactly. Comey did it.
But it's like the Germans when the Russians had turned the tide. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to lose. The question is, how bad is it going to get?
Yeah, the end game, it doesn't appear, they appear to be like low-level criminals who are one-step thinkers, not two-step thinkers. That's the reason why they end up caught. I mean, the people that are caught criminals have low IQ tests for that reason. They're the ones who got caught for a reason. It's the same logic. They appear to be thinking, how do we just stop the General Flynn case from unraveling in front of our eyes? Not how do our actions expose what we're doing even worse than if we had done nothing at all. So I think they're missing the broader picture in this, in the larger strategic perspective. They're exposing to the world who they are. They not only did they unmask Flynn, they unmasked themselves in the way that they are behaving.
Well, exactly. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with Tyler Nix. Stay with us.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plan. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Friend of his is here with us, responding to Flynn and the judge saying, I don't care if the Justice Department drops charges, I'm going to continue on. So to both of you, you're both lawyers, both prominent lawyers. I'm not a lawyer, but I thought judges weren't prosecutors. I thought they were supposedly these neutral arbiters. What the hell's going on here, Tyler Nixon?
Oh, I mean, it's so unprecedented. I'm almost speechless in terms of responding, you know, in any rational way with regard to the law. I know that under Rule 42 criminal contempt proceedings, there are two types of trials or two types of ways you can bring a criminal contempt charge.
But how does the judge bring a new criminal case? The damn government just dropped the case. How does the judge invent a case?
The only thing,
well, I think
that's like an inquisitor.
Robert,
like, sorry, go ahead.
Robert put his finger on. He's going to use contempt. He's going to use the ability of him because Flynn's guilty plea was in his presence. So if there was contempt that occurred out of his presence, he would have to appoint a prosecutor, and it would have to be a jury trial. But because
that was
in his presence,
forced contempt, a forced thing to arrest his son. So it was under duress. So the crime is by the state.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately,
why would a judge want to bring that out in front of a damn jury?
Go ahead, Robert.
Well, just the whole nature of it in terms of what the judge is doing is extraordinary. I mean, contempt is supposed to be when you need control of your courtroom, somebody's going crazy, somebody's doing what Bobby Seale did in the 1960s.
Sure, it's not the whole prosecutional point.
Yeah, exactly. It's not intended for that separate role. In fact, Congress changed the statute to require jury trials even in cases of criminal contempt in federal court, even if the sentence is 6 months or less, because they were worried about judges abusing this power.
Yep. Yeah, and I mean, I think you have, this entire thing, the corruption that has been exposed, and you said it before we went to the break, Alex, you know, they're exposing themselves in this process because they're so desperate to cover it up. They cannot, I mean, they've gotten sort of ahead of their skis. They can't think how this looks. They're trying to keep the thing together, but it's, you know, big giant pieces, chunks of it are falling off and exposing what went on, and it's going right to the top.
And then they double down and do something even more tyrannical.
Exactly. I mean, they're right. Exposing the system at an unbelievable level. Go ahead. Sorry, Tom.
Yeah. Which in a sense, I think, is as agonizing as it's been, certainly for Roger Stone, certainly for General Flynn. I would hope if President Trump, who needs to act now, he needs to move quickly, and he needs to empower Barr, whatever is necessary. First of all, again, the pardons need to be issued. General Flynn, Roger Stone, immediately. And frankly, Paul Manafort and anybody else has been sucked up into this, who I'm glad to see he was finally released from custody, or at least to home confinement. And let's get on with it. I mean, if this is permitted to stand, if Durham, Barr, and these guys give a pass to what we've already seen just in terms of the unmasking alone, if they let these people get away with this, I really fear for the future of the republic. I mean,
because this
on a fundamental level.
They've been caught in a coup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I mean, not only that, you're seeing the degree to which the next time anybody tells you that judges don't pay attention to the court of public opinion in the press, just point to this case. Because that was revealed when Sullivan reacted. When Sullivan did it, what he did at the first Flynn sentencing hearing, where he accused him falsely of treason, which was an insane allegation, then came back right after the break and said he misspoke. I was pointing out to people, how did he know that that had become controversial within the lunch break? Unless he was monitoring in live time social media commentary about himself.
Well, it shows how dumb the judge is.
Yeah, the judge is not. Judge Sullivan is not known.
Sullivan's like, you're a Russian spy. He wasn't even charged with Russia.
Exactly.
And I would note the same thing happened in the Stone case. Amy Berman Jackson was clearly reading media reports. She was making comments throughout the trial and throughout the proceedings before the trial as well that indicated that she was reading, you know, left-wing media reports and buying into this whole notion of Roger Stone is the villain. Roger Stone is already guilty. Let's just get this over with. Roger Stone's evil. You know, all the way down to this this bogus what they use the crosshair issue, whatever, on the photo that was that the prosecutor admitted, by the way, one of the prosecutors admitted that the government knew was not an attempt to threaten the judge or was not in any way an attempt to intimidate the court, but was simply just the logo of the organization that Roger had borrowed the photo from to use in his Instagram post. Yet the judge used that to completely and unconstitutionally silence a defendant in the midst of a criminal proceeding, and then went on further, which is the most outrageous of all, to basically in motions in limine deny Roger the ability or his defense team the ability to even raise the possibility of any corruption within the prosecution, the Mueller team, conflicts of interest, any of that was excluded at the outset.
Okay, so let's look at to me, that is though, insane. The time we have left, gentlemen, this is not going well for them. So how does Congress impeach these people or what does Trump do? He needs to just exercise the power and say, I try to let the courts do it. You're political whores. Pardoned. Why is he scared of that?
Because he's been told that the same reason he was told to go along with the lockdowns. Hey, if you don't do it, millions of people are going to die and that's going to be on you. The pardon pitch is, oh, if you pardon anybody, they're going to say it's corruption. Because look at what happened last time. When he fires James Comey, he gets subject to years of investigation. So that's the same pitch. The same pitch. The lesson he should have learned was letting go of General Flynn was the mistake. That was where the mistake started. Letting go of Comey was not the mistake. That never would have blown up had he not let go of General Flynn earlier. Now he needs to learn the same lesson. Everybody around him is giving him bad advice. They're worried about
these are bureaucrats that are in control of the government.
Exactly.
And they just don't want Trump bringing a new crew in.
Exactly.
As long as he tells the American people in a speech that, they're done.
Exactly. Just go out and say, this is nonsense. This is absurd. Even liberal law professors are saying they've never seen this happen. To make sure we protect the integrity of the justice system, which is what this judge is doing. He's not just threatening that in the General Flynn case. He's threatening anyone from coming forward with government
misconduct. But I'll tell you why they're doing it. They've never been punished, so why shouldn't they try?
That's exactly right.
Notice who also was the one who sealed General Flynn's fate within the administration, Vice President Pence. So that tells you a lot about where he says he's willing to welcome him back, but, you know, thanks for nothing, Mr. Vice President. I think, you know, he needs to be looked at with a wary eye. I would like to real quick before, you know, Bob, your show is amazing. I commend it to everybody and congratulations. And Alex, it's a coup having this amazing counselor and constitutionalist in the InfoWars fold. And it's must watch every night. I mean, I literally have to DVR Tucker.
What was your point? Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, I just think that, you know, this could be, in the end, something good in exposing all this, and maybe we can finally sweep it away. But if it does, and it is allowed to stand, it will be a cancer that's been building up since the Clintons came to Washington, D.C., that will literally destroy our justice system, the rule of law, and fray this constitutional republic to such an extent, I don't know if we can survive.
No, I agree with you. So let me ask you this, Tyler Nixon. How's Roger doing? And, yeah, we hear any day he can be sent to prison. They're letting child molesters out, but he's got to go to prison.
Yeah, I spoke to Roger this morning. He sounded better than ever. I think he's got his chops back. You know, the gag order being lifted. He knows he can really fight now, and he can push back. And I think he's got amazing appeal grounds. I mean, I think this judge was totally out of control in his case. Was an autocratic, just, you know, was intent on absolutely railroading Roger and had prejudged the case. Moreover, I think we're pretty confident that the president is going to do the right thing. I just don't know what he's waiting on.
How many days away is Roger from going to prison?
Well, okay, what they've given him is a 30-day reprieve, at which time they will revisit the issue. So we're coming up, I guess, about maybe 10 days to 2 weeks. I can't imagine. I think it's going to be one of these every 30 days they decide not to take him in. I cannot see if they're releasing Paul Manafort that Roger would ever see a day behind bars unless they decide to initiate some sort of home confinement situation. But you never know. I mean, the deep state's tentacles run deep. They might just want to have him perp walked and see. Whatever the case, the president should never let, I mean, if they move to take Roger into custody in any way, that's when he needs to pardon him. He cannot see him day behind bars.
Tyler Nixon, how do folks follow you on Twitter?
At Tyler P. Nixon.
All right, and Barnes, you're at Barnes Law?
Yeah, Barnes_Law. I'm still there temporarily.
And you should get Tyler on your show either tonight or next week or whatever, 7 to 9 p.m. Central. You've got the show that Barnes has been doing, which is American Countdown. Thank you, Tyler, for the time.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, Jason Jones is about to take over. 30 seconds, closing comment.
Our justice system has been unmasked in the same way that General Flynn was unmasked. And in order for the president to take meaningful action, what we need is not mandatory masks for people around the world just to go out and enjoy their lives. What we need is the unmasking of the criminal justice process that has been so corrupted that the presidential pardon is needed now more than ever. It's why the founders put it there. It's time for the president to remind people that he's the president, nobody else.
That's right. We need the mask to come off, not the mask to go on.
Exactly. We need the unmasking of the criminality that's taken place within the Justice Department in order to free up the rest of civil society and our civil justice system to purge the illicit activities that the deep state has created.
Well, one thing's for sure, things aren't boring. Jason Jones takes over. I'm Alex Jones.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Planet Earth, this is Jason Jones filling in on hour four for the one, the only Alex Jones, and we are running against the wind. You know, I'm a filmmaker, and when you make a film, you write a script, all movies, they have one word that sums up the film. The theme of every film you've ever watched is one word. And so I thought, when I'm doing this show, I need to boil each episode down, the privilege of guest hosting the show, down to one word. And the one word for today's show is unity. There's a cliche, you can't lead a horse to water, but you can salt the oats. And our oats, America, are being salted for division. They can't divide us, but they can salt the oats, and they are doing it in every way. And another cliche, a buddy of mine said to me, I said to a buddy of mine, I get nervous doing the Alex Jones show. I don't get nervous doing my own show. I said, but this is like a buddy gives you the keys to his Ferrari and says, go for a ride. This is valuable airtime. He said, well, Ferraris are meant to be driven fast. Just drive fast. And I thought, okay. Well, I want to drive fast today for you. So I brought on two guests. They're people I admire. I've been looking up to for years. Kevin and Keith Hodge, the Hodge twins, the conservative twins. Do we got you guys on the air?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us.
Well, hey, guys, I met you at a rap party. I was shooting a film in Washington, D.C. I was in the Trump Hotel eating dates wrapped with bacon. Did you guys try the dates wrapped with bacon, by the way?
Never tried that. I love bacon, though.
So I'm sitting there eating a date wrapped with bacon. How the world has changed in the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. And there I see my hero, one of my heroes, and then I see both my heroes. I have been following you guys since you were making weightlifting videos, and just two courageous guys. And as soon as this Ahmed Aubrey story broke, I wanted to hear what you had to say about it. And you said you were going to offend everybody, and maybe you did, but they had to be pretty small-souled. I thought what you said made a lot of sense. I see this story as being our oats as Americans are being salted to create division.
Yep, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, from the moment this story broke, they said Ahmaud Arbery was a jogger just shot running through a neighborhood. I was like, common sense told me from initially when I heard that, I said, that doesn't sound right. Nobody just gets gunned down jogging through that neighborhood. It's always more to the story, especially when you look at anything posted by the media. Yeah. You got to double check everything they say because every side has the story that they want to paint. So I knew there was more to it than that. Yeah, and everybody's got an agenda. Media, they've forgotten what their whole role is. It's to tell the facts about the case, and you're supposed to take from what they say and make your own determination. Now, the media, whenever they report any story, they have an agenda. They want to manipulate how they want you to think.
Yeah, they frame it. They frame it to meet their agenda.
Yeah.
I go ahead.
Oh, okay. So from the video, when I first started researching this story, I said, you know, I'm just going to be objective. I'm not going to play this race game. I'm not going to take Ahmaud's side. I'm not going to take the McMichael side.
Yeah.
I'm going to just take the side of facts, evidence. And that's how I'm going to choose to face this story. So initially, when he said he was just jogging through the neighborhood, in the video, when I initially saw him, all I saw him was walking. You see him walking for about maybe 15 seconds. He stops. He looks around, and then you see him sprint into the house.
Yeah.
From that,
I'm like, nobody behaves that way. First things first, he wasn't jogging. I saw him walking. The only time I saw him jogging initially was when he sprinted in somebody's house.
Yeah.
Right? And no normal jogger doesn't go out and walk and stop and turn and look around and sprint in somebody's house without their permission. From the initial, when I saw the video, I don't see an open house sign. I don't see a house for sale. I don't see him meeting the owner. All I see is this the deceased person walk up to the house, stop, look around, and run in the house, which looks very suspicious.
Yeah.
And from my experience, I mean, I never worked in law enforcement, but we used to work retail security law firms. I've made over 1,000 arrests. I've made some burglar arrests. I even made some strong-arm robbery arrests.
As a private citizen.
Yeah, as a private citizen. So, well, from the moment he walks into the house, I mean, we don't see have all the footage. From what I heard, it's about 3 minutes when he was inside the house.
Yeah.
The McMichaels jump on the 911, and they say, hey, somebody just went in this house. This has been an ongoing problem. He catches light of that, and he takes off running.
Well, you know what? I like your point there that everyone comes with an agenda. If you see that story break and you're like, I sure hope that guy was a robber, you're a racist. If you're like, I sure hope he was jogging, you're a racist. If you're like, I sure hope we get to the truth and there's justice, that's right where you should be, right? But so many people want him to be one. They want him to be a jogger, or they want him to be a burglar. But what I want is justice. I like how you said it. You guys have a concealed carry permit. You're like, you carry a gun. It's foolishness to go brandishing your gun for a jaywalker or even someone who just broke into your house. And we don't know what this is. Look, you said in your video you never seen black people jog. I live in the west side of Hawaii. I only see black people when they're jogging. They jog here, but the reality is I've snooped around construction sites. So what kind of a tractor is this? Oh, what are they doing over here? We don't know the case. We really don't know.
Yeah.
It's just heartbreak, and it's foolishness on all parts. And we should just want justice, thoughtfulness, and people are eager, right? Ooh, more evidence for my agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the McMichaels gave chase to the young man, I mean, personally, we wouldn't have gave chase.
Yeah, I mean, like, we have concealed weapons permit. We got guns, and we just do it. We have guns to preserve life. Somebody tries to hurt me or my family physically, I can defend myself. Or if I see somebody out in town, maybe getting assaulted or raped or whatever, that's when I will pull my gun out. I'm not using my gun to play Rambo and chase after somebody who was trespassing or may have committed burglary. Because I know for a fact, if I try to make a citizen's arrest, because I've done it hundreds of times, if things go wrong and now I'm possibly fighting over my gun, now I got to end this dude's life over what? Trespassing?
Yeah.
Burglary?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to put myself in position. First of all, we would have just called the cops, maybe followed them until the cops caught up and got the guy, but I'm not making a citizen's arrest or something like that.
But to the McMichael's defense, Gregory McMichael, he's not an ordinary citizen. He's a retired cop. So,
and it's his neighborhood. Who? It's not my right to tell him what he can and can't do. Only the Constitution does that. So,
right, and the law.
And I mean, we can sit back and say he's a vigilante. He shouldn't approach him, but that's his right as a U.S. citizen in the United States of America. If you see somebody commit a crime in your presence as a citizen, you have every right to try to arrest that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, I don't know. In Georgia, I think you cannot claim self-defense if you are the aggressor. So, I mean, I don't know what the law is going to say, and I just want there to be justice. I was a hoodlum as a kid. I was arrested a lot. I did a lot of bad things, and there are a lot of times in my life I could have been shot. If someone had shot me, they'd have been in the right. I don't know what this case is. We're going to be coming back in 20 seconds to talk to you more about this, because there's the personal tragedy of what happened to all the families in the neighborhoods involved, and then there's the broader tragedy of how this is being used to divide the most united, beautiful country in the history of the world. I'm here with Kevin and Keith Hyde.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have piped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that.
But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient. People are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Jones, host of the podcast, The Jason Jones Show, filmmaker. I'm here with two of my heroes. I think this is a true statement, guys. You are the most influential twin brothers today on the planet Earth. Is that true? That's a true statement, right?
That sounds about right. Yeah. It's not saying much. I don't think it's another twin. It's on social media. Yeah. But it sounds nice.
But it's true. It's true, and I want to say this about you guys. Like, I'm on to you. First of all, I'm on to you. You're like, we're going to be funny. We're going to be winsome. We're going to be self-deprecating. But we are going to give the most real truth being spoken. And you guys should be on ABC, NBC, CBS, primetime television. I hope everyone subscribes to you. And you speak real, level-headed, thought-out wisdom, and you deliver it in the most incredible way. Your timing, your humor is great. But you take a lot of heat. Like, you're the most winsome, charming guys on the planet. and he comes after you. And you would think when you have a message of truth and honesty and unity, people would say, you're a great guy. Everyone would love you. Does it surprise you a little bit about how much heat you get?
Yeah, I mean, people want to hear the truth, but only when it makes them feel good. When people hear truth that doesn't make them feel good, they don't want to hear it. Yeah, like most people, especially on the left, I mean, they've been taught to victimize themselves. You know, especially in the urban neighborhoods and in the black community. I mean, from that video, I didn't even take a side, and we caught so much heat because we just wanted to paint out the facts. I didn't want to play race into it. I just wanted to talk evidence. I wanted to talk facts. I wanted to leave race out of it because race has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, I mean, we got death threats, people wishing harm to our kids.
Yeah.
I mean, people want truth, but they don't want to hear it when it hurts them. Like, we was on Fox News before. We was a little bit too true on that, so we haven't been on that since.
Right, yeah, you'll be banned on Fox, though. The truth finds its audience. You know, the truth finds its audience, and you're knitting together a beautiful tribe. And our tribe today, you know, our tribe today, the community of people sharing the truth, they are the most unique, diverse in the superficial ways. People always say to me, your friends are so different. No, they're not. They're unique and beautiful in that they're charitable. They respect other people's opinions. They hear them out. They're thoughtful. And I think that's the tribe, the community that you're building. The building around your show. So when you got heat, did you get heat from both sides on this video? Because you didn't give a pass to his father and son. You said, I mean, you implied they were knuckleheads, you know?
Yeah, a majority of the hate comments is from people on the left.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, Republicans and conservatives, they agree with, I would say, 90% of what we said, but a majority of the vitriol that we receive is from the left. And it's actually from African Americans. So, unfortunately. I mean, I can show you my inbox and Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. Mm-hmm. It's all African Americans.
Yeah.
There's a couple of white people, but they have some, like, constructive to say. They're not wishing harm to my family.
Right.
So, it's pretty sad, actually, because we actually came out conservative to help black people.
Yeah,
I wanted to preach. Before we even got into politics, our main goal in on our YouTube channels was to make people laugh, and I wanted to share a different opinion. Like, the main reason why we came out as conservatives because I wanted to show black folks, hey, just use a little self-accountability. Don't worry about it. You can't control if racism is not. If racism out there, but you can't control your future. You can control your actions. You can do the right thing. You can you can work hard and make great decisions. I don't care how racist you think this country is, you will be successful.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the left has taught black people how to victimize themselves and to welcome racism.
Yeah.
And they actually believe that a majority of white people are racist, which is totally not the case. Because we've traveled all over the world, Australia.
Yeah.
A majority of our fans has always been white. I don't see racism. I don't remember the last time. I've never met a white supremacist.
No, on that note, can I tell you on that note? I say, look, if white supremacists are out there, you think they'd have given me a call. You know, you think they'd have given me a call, Jason, hey, here's a membership card. I've never gotten that call. I'm 6'2", blonde hair. Like, if there's a group of them out there, and they're having parties, I'm not going, but I'm a little offended I didn't get invited. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The last time, Jason, I got called the N-word is because I damn near killed this lady. I almost ran off the road. I kind of deserved it. But I've not seen racism, man. I don't see it. I don't feel it.
Yeah.
I mean, they talk about how racist this country is. Yeah. I don't feel any of that.
Yeah.
None of it.
Why do you think people... Now, by the way, you guys are making a lot of converts because I'm from a neighborhood where most of my friends growing up were black. I think you got to meet some of them that were with me at the Trump Hotel. Right. I grew up with this one friend, and they were sort of didn't know why I became so conservative, and now they are all more conservative than me, and they're waking up. Have you noticed now there's finally this realization that the media is being used to sort of... like you quoted Malcolm X, the most powerful instrument in the world. Is it a great awakening? Have you had people said, I hated you, I watched you because I was angry with you, and now I agree with you. Thank you for your courage. You get those messages?
Yeah, I mean, I get that from time to time from African-Americans. Well, I like to call them black Americans. There's no such thing as an African-American. You wasn't born in Africa, but anyway. I know a lot of people, they've been, before, I don't want to cut you off, but black people like to call themselves African-American. I'm like, African is not a race. It's not. You know what I'm saying? You can be white and African. You can be black and African. But they've taught blacks in America that you're not just American. You're African-American. Yeah. I wish black people would just say, if you want to call yourself an American, you can call yourself a black American. But African-American, just because you have African ancestry does not make you African.
Yeah, it means you were born there.
But, I mean, look at Elizabeth Warren. Just because you might have 0.00001% Native American doesn't make you Native American unless you live that culture, you know that culture.
Yeah.
You experience that culture. You practice it every day.
Yeah.
I think our biggest impact has been with white liberals.
Yeah.
I mean, like that metaphor you used to begin your show, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can scream all day, but if they're not willing to listen, it's hard to convert people or make them see the light.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of black people in this country are biased because of our culture. It's in our music. It's in our TV shows. Mm-hmm. It's in the mainstream media.
Yeah.
When you have that system wrapped around black people, it's really difficult to get them to see the other side. Yeah. It really is.
That's a good point. My wife is... I'm sorry. Continue. Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay, I'm sorry. Like, when I first came across Ben Shapiro, I couldn't stand that guy.
Me either.
The first time I came across Ben Shapiro was that horrible school shooting. He was on Piers Morgan. And I was like, man, he was eating up Piers alive. I'm like, Piers, say something. But then, you know, it put a bug in my ear. And over time, I started listening. I was like, everything being said in that video, everything these conservatives are saying, everything that Candace Owens is saying, all this stuff makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
it's just common sense.
Yeah, we used to be, I hate to say it. Yeah, I used to be liberal.
Yeah, I actually voted for Obama his first term, but he was the straw that broke the camel's back. He converted me to conservatism.
Yeah.
It was Obama, because us being small business owners, I have to pay for my own medical insurance. Everything he said about Obamacare was a lie.
Yeah.
He drove my insurance rates through the roof, and on top of that, I lost coverage. And that's my very first taste of socialism, and I didn't like it, because being a small business owner, what the left is preaching, it kills small businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we saw how the left has destroyed for 40 years now small businesses in the black communities. It makes a lot of sense to me. But wait, guys, we only got 40 seconds left. I want to make sure everyone here follows you guys. Give us all the platforms where you're at and how people can follow you.
Yeah, sure. Instagram, it's Official Hodge Twins.
Yeah.
On Facebook, it's The Hodge Twins. On YouTube, it's Conservative Twins. And on Twitter, it's Hodge Twins.
Yeah.
Hope you can remember all that.
Now, hey, guys, I got an idea for you. I wanted to go see you guys' show, one of your live shows. Now they've been canceled. I think you just need to go do shows where America's open and open up America.
Yeah. Start an Open Up America tour.
We got the shows like you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, All your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host for the hour, Jason Jones, host of the podcast, The Jason Jones Show, filmmaker. And by the way, I don't think I've ever promoted it yet. My new film, Divided Hearts of America, will be in theaters hopefully next fall, if there are theaters opening, which there should be, right? I hope so. I wanted today's show to be on the theme of an article that I published today. How many people, how many Africans and Asians is the left willing to starve? So Trump loses the election. And I wanted to focus on hunger around the world. But I called an audible at the last minute, and I really wanted to focus on unity. This issue of global food security is very important to me, from the Horn of Africa, really now across Africa and Asia, into South America, and even here in Hawaii. And I'm grateful for InfoWars. Really, Alex has been talking about this for two decades, but really sounding the alarm as soon as the first COVID crisis As soon as the COVID crisis began to erupt, InfoWars was the first place to talk about the famine, a place that the world loves to call fake news. Well, now the New Yorker, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, The Nation, the most left magazine you can find, is acknowledging that the real concern now because of the COVID shutdown is famine. They're saying it's because of COVID. No, it's because of the ham-fisted, thoughtless response to COVID. In Uganda, there hasn't been one death to COVID, but they're already suffering from famine. So that's what I wanted to talk about, and I guess I kind of did. But at the last minute, I thought, I'm seeing what's happening with Ahmed Aubrey. And yesterday in Hawaii, a young Haole boy, Haole, Caucasian kid, 16 years old, in a beach full of people sitting down, was arrested by some police officers, and there's concerns and thoughts that this could be racially motivated. And I said, I see what's going on here. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't lead a horse to water, but you can salt the oats, right? They can't divide us. They can't make us ignoble. They can't make us bigots. They can't make us racists. But boy, are they salting the oats. They're really making it easy to draw on our base instincts. Again, if you look at that the Ahmed Aubrey case, you have to check yourself. If when you heard the story, did you think, man, I hope he really was breaking into that house and wasn't a jogger? Or did you think, man, I really hope he was a jogger and these were two racists? Then you got to check yourself. Why were you betting on a narrative? What your first thought should have been is, this is a horrible tragedy. Families have been shattered. A community has been shattered. Now our nation is being divided. I sure hope, your first thought should have been, I sure hope that they get to the bottom of this. I sure hope that the media communicates the truth. And I sure hope justice is served, whatever justice that is. The big lie in our country has been that we've never been more divided. That America's never been more divided because of President Trump. That was a lie until about 90 days ago. But this COVID crisis, the shutdown, they have been really good at using this to truly divide us. Before, they were dividing us with rhetoric. But now these divisions are becoming real. So I just want, in this last 5 minutes, remind you of our history as a country. First of all, you know, this is the new world. And people came here from somewhere else, and there were people here, and there was conflict from the very beginning. But do you know, from the very beginning, God winked at us. When the Puritans sailed here, they were sailing away from England. They were Puritans. They thought Anglican England was too Catholic, and they wanted to be pure of any remnants of Catholicism. And so they sailed away to find their new Jerusalem, free of any remnants of Catholicism or Anglicanism. But lo and behold, who is the first person they meet? Squanto. Can you imagine? Well, did you know Squanto had been kidnapped, sold into slavery, and then was redeemed by Augustinian Catholic monks? He became a Catholic, and then the monks gave him the money and sent him home. His tribe was decimated by disease, and a new tribe took him in. It was Squanto, the only Catholic in the New World and the whole Eastern Seaboard, this one Catholic who comes up and meets the Puritans and saves the Puritans' lives. So you have a First Nations person, you have a Catholic greeting Puritans fleeing Catholicism. To me, this is God winking at us, saying, leave your old prejudices in the old world. Leave your divisions in the old world. Squanto not only saved the Puritans, but there was a peace treaty, I believe it was 75 years, the longest peace treaty that was ever held, I believe, between the First Nations and the colonists. Now, it was a messy, ugly, brutal beginning. Then slavery came in. We didn't invent slavery. The old world formed the new world. But from the very beginning, even before we were a nation, there were abolitionists. And some of our founding fathers, like George Mason and John Adams and his son, John Quincy Adams, were radically committed to abolition. And there were slaves like James Armistead, the slave spy for Washington, who then was freed, was really crucial in the founding of this republic. The Hodge twins talked about African Americans. The reality is, for most black Americans, they've been here longer than most of us and our ancestors. If you're like me, if you're English, you're Irish, you're German, most of my ancestors didn't come until the late 19th century. So this idea of making people feel less American, or not telling the stories of James Armistead, the slave spy who was probably the most important spy in the history of our republic. Then the Catholics came in waves in the 19th century, and there was division, and there was real bigotry, and they were fighting over a comma in the Ten Commandments in the public schools, and that's how the Ten Commandments came. And wave after wave of immigrants. Then there were the anti-yellow laws. My wife's parents came in 1949, fleeing Mao. They were Chinese. And now we are one country. Now most Americans, like the Hodge twins said, they've never met anyone that was racist. Now we know there are people out there that hold the old bigotries. And we know in times of crisis, what's buried comes out. But the reality is, they were always here in the history of our country because they came from all the places we came from. We brought that here with us. But here is where we began to throw it off. In the 20s and 30s, if an Irish, they have Catholic parishes in your neighborhood. Irish churches and Polish churches and Italian churches, all Catholic in the same part of Philly. Why was that? Because the Italians went to their church, the Irish went to their church, the Polish people went to their church. And if their kids intermarried, there was hell to pay. It was a crisis. It seems ridiculous to us today. We need to be who we are. We need to be the most united country in the world. We are the most diverse country in the world. We are the most united country in the world. This is the most beautiful political community that one could have ever hoped to live. With all the problems, because we're not saints, we weren't conceived before the fall, we're 30 million fallen human beings. I went in with a story. On my grandfather's deathbed, I was 16 years old. He was a World War II and Korean War vet. I was never allowed to talk to him about the Korean War. I could ask him about World War II, but never Korea. But on his deathbed, and I was crying, he said, "Don't cry for me. Cry for all those young boys who died." And I said, "In World War II, Grandpa, I was trained not to bring up Korea." He said, "No, I'm thinking of Korea right now." I said, "All those American boys, Grandpa, I'll think of them." He said, "Who died, who didn't have families." He goes, "I'm not talking about the American boys. I'm talking about all those Chinese and Korean boys that we killed. And they were just sent by a dictator butcher into our guns. Think of them too." Little did my grandpa know that his posterity, from now until the end of time, all of my descendants will be part Chinese. And there was my grandpa, an old guy, born in the early 20th century, a big white guy, who on his deathbed was thinking of those boys that he had to fight as a young man. That's who our country is made up of. That's who our grandparents are. That's who our friends and family and neighbors are, whatever their ethnicity. Now, I want to thank you, first of all. I had my little podcast until Alex had me on as a guest. It was something I did in between making movies. And then last week on Chartable, I was like, how did we get in the top 200 podcasts in the world? That's strange. This week, we got an email from Chartable, number 83 podcast in the world. And I know that is for one reason. That is, Alex Jones has been so kind to let me guest host this hour, and you guys are tuning in. So I want to thank you for subscribing to The Jason Jones Show. I'd ask that you give us 5 stars and write a little review. And my goal when the shutdown happened was to amplify the mission, the message of my organization that makes movies, which is to defend the vulnerable from violence by promoting the incomparable beauty of the human person and inspiring solidarity for the weak. And all of you info warriors out there, you are the vanguard of all of this. So let's stay united, let's promote human dignity, and let's live in solidarity with the vulnerable. Aloha.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.